أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا. فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا. فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا. قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا. قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا. فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما. قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. Behold, Musa alayhi salam had told his attendant, I will not give up until I reach the junction of the both seas or I pass on for years on end. At length, when they reached the junction of both the seas, then they had forgotten their fish and it had taken its course in the sea as through a tunnel. Straight as though it was going through a tunnel. Then when they had passed on for some distance, Musa alayhi salam had asked his attendant, bring to us our morning meal. We have encountered great fatigue at this stage of our journey. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ. Then the attendant, Yusha bin Nun, who was later a Nabi, said to Musa alayhi salam, that do you see, when we had stopped over at the rock to take a rest, then I had forgotten the fish altogether. And it was only shaitan that had caused me to forget to mention this to you. And it had taken its course in the sea in a strange, unique way. So Musa alayhi salam explained that exactly this was the place that we were searching for. And they went back tracing their footsteps. فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. They went back on their footsteps in the path that they had come from. They had found a servant from our servants to whom we had bestowed a special mercy from our presence, and we had taught him knowledge from our presence. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salam then requested him, can I follow you on the footing that you will teach me from the special knowledge that you have been taught? قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. So this person that Musa alayhi salam had met, that was Khizr alayhi salam, he says to Musa alayhi salam that you won't be able to have patience with me. And how can you have patience of things that you have no knowledge and understanding about? قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا. Musa alayhi salam was very anxious to educate himself and learn the special knowledge that this Khizr alayhi salam was favored with. He says, you will find me, Allah ta'ala willing, to be patient and I will not break any command of yours. So then Khizr alayhi salam laid down the ground rules. فَإِنِ اتَّبَعَتَنِي. And if you do have to follow me, then don't ask me about anything until I explain to you the secret and the mystery behind. Musa alayhi salam had once addressed the Bani Israel. The Bani Israel were overwhelmed with the speech of Musa alayhi salam, and one person from amongst the audience asked, who is the most learned in this time and era? So Musa alayhi salam did not know of anybody that was more learned than himself. Then according to his understanding, he explained that I am the most educated, my most learned. Allah Ta'ala was not happy and pleased with this, that where you are absolutely not certain about any matter, then you should refer it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Allahu A'lam, that Allah Ta'ala knows best. But Allah Ta'ala has got a unique way to discipline and correct his special and favorite servants. Allah Ta'ala then explained to Musa alayhi salam that there is a servant from amongst our servants that we have bestowed a special knowledge that you do not possess. Immediately Musa alayhi salam became very anxious to meet this person here in order to acquire the knowledge that this person has been favored with. So he had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the whereabouts, and he was shown that he is somewhere with two seas joined up. And Musa alayhi salam was told thereafter that you should take along a fish with you, and at the place that you see that this fish that is dead comes alive and jumps into the sea, then this is the place where you're going to meet this person. So they had reached this place where the both seas meet, and Musa alayhi salam took a rest whilst his attendant looked around, and he had noticed that the ship, that fish had become alive, and it had jumped into the sea, and it had taken a course straight, like through a channel, or like through a tunnel. So he had observed all this, but being in the company and the association of a Nabi, you are witnessing miracles all the time. So miracles are no longer strange to them. So he had forgotten to make a mention of this to Musa alayhi salam, and as Musa alayhi salam had got up, they continued for one more day and one night. After this, Musa alayhi salam stopped over and explained to his attendant that now I've really suffered a lot of fatigue and encountered a lot of tiredness in this journey. So Musa alayhi salam asked the servant to get the breakfast, the morning meal, and then he explained, no, that morning meal that we had taken, that was the fish that we were eating from, that had become alive in a very unique way. It had jumped into the sea, and it had taken a course straight, like as through a tunnel. So Musa alayhi salam then explained that this was the exact place that we were looking for, and this was the whereabouts that Allah Ta'ala had explained to us. So they had turned back, tracing the path that they had come back from. They had been tracing the path that they had come from, tracing their footsteps. As they reached this place, they had met a servant. Musa alayhi salam had greeted him, Assalamu alaikum. So this person, Khizr alayhi salam, was quite surprised that out in the jungle here, where there is no habitation and no human living, then how come do you make salam? So Musa alayhi salam introduced himself that I am Musa. So he asked, are you Musa from the Bani Israel? He said, yes, I am Musa from the Bani Israel. And then Musa alayhi salam requested from him that, can I join you? Can I accompany you, that you teach me from the knowledge that you have been favored with? So Khidr alayhi salam understood that this is some different type of knowledge, and it is totally different to what Musa alayhi salam has. So he explained to Musa alayhi salam, you will not be able to put up with patience. And when you don't know about this, when you don't have the full understanding about the knowledge that I have been favored with, how can you have patience? Musa alayhi salam was very anxious, showing to us that for knowledge, one should be anxious. To get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one needs to increase his knowledge all the time. He can't be complacent at any point. So Musa alayhi salam, like a true lover of the truth, he says, no, I will put up with all the type of conditions that you have placed up with me. And so Khizr alayhi salam then tells him, that if you need to follow me, then don't ask me about anything until I commence explaining to you the mystery and the secret behind the work that I do.